It may not have been the 1,000 organizers expected, but about 600 people turned out for the rally. Most endured the freezing rain under ponchos given out for free by protest organizers. Together, they chanted, Deborah Mayo with Working Washington explained why labor groups across the country chose to protest over bridges.
The bridge actions are all about jobs, not cuts, and work that needs doing. If we could put people back to work fixing some of our deficient bridges, we could get a lot of people employed.
The crowd of protesters was escorted by police as they marched from the plaza across Husky Stadium onto University Bridge. They carried two enormous banners, one of which was the preamble of the Constitution, about 100 feet tall, which kept breaking down, further slowing down traffic. Some demonstrators said they felt an underlying tension with police after the clash between the two groups earlier this week. But most, like Tamara Nielsen, were interested in a peaceful protest.
What I do is exercise my civil rights. And if they want to use an abuse of power to say I don't have those rights and arrest me, then that's different than saying I'm going out intentionally to be arrested. It's a world of difference.
In the end, it all went smoothly. No one was pepper sprayed, tear gassed, or arrested, all of which organizers say add up to a good day. Vanessa Romo, KPLU News.